Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. A little technical difficulty. I think we're froze up. Welcome to Antarctica, Colorado. Wow, is it cold.
Yes, it is cold. I'm about froze when I got up this morning.
Oh, man. Again, my name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Maryland Studio. We're also joined this morning with John Sibrel. John is a outfitter at the local Cabela's store here in Lone Tree, Colorado. And John, thanks for getting up early with us. And
thanks for having me.
Hey, we all got our camo on. We're ready to go shoot some ducks or geese after this. But, man, it's cold. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was 16 below.
Yeah.
At my place down south.
Oh, that's chilly. Our number, 303-477-5600. Give us a call. Like to hear about any of your hunting experiences you've had over the last few months. And the good part about this show, you can make up what you want, because we don't know if you're telling us the truth or not. So you can say it was a 600-yard shot like Red does all the time, or, you know.
And with my eyes closed.
Yeah, with your eyes closed, stiff wind in your face. But give us a call, 303-477-5600. Our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyles Chevrolet, located at 14500 East Colfax in Aurora. Dan Johnson, good buddy of ours, and we'll be talking with Dan near the end of the show. But I'm sure they're still clearing out some 2013 models over at Lynn Lyles, so go check them out. A couple of things just to mention before we get going with the show today. You have a Tanner Gun Show weekend. Go out and see some of our sponsors there, Bushman's Quiver, our South Africa buddies, High Plains Safe Sales, Ammo Can, and several others will be out there this weekend. Another new sponsor of the show, just want to thank them, is Hammer Down Firearms. They're located at 4550 Wadsworth, 11-1 today. You can go out and meet the next sheriff of the Jefferson County. Jim Shires is going to be there. And from everything they told me there, Jim's a good gun guy, and he's on our side. So go out to Hammer Down Firearms today between 11 and 1, 4550 Wadsworth. Also, the International Sportsman's Expo is coming January 16th through the 19th. We will have a booth there along with many other of our sponsors. And we will also be hosting the Adventure Theater for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is a sponsor of that, but we will be the host of that event there, and so hopefully you'll come out and see us there. Again, our number 303-477-5600, and Zach, we got Carl on the line? All right, let's go to Carl Johnson. Carl is with Clear Shot Archery. Carl, good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
We're doing good, bud. A little chilly.
Absolutely.
Now, you're up north. Is it? What's your temperature up there?
I don't know. It's cold.
Just cold, yeah. Well, Carl, you know, Red and I came out and met you several months ago, and just unbelievable thought process that you put into this. But maybe for some of our listeners that were not able to catch you on our first show, let's tell a little bit about you, and then let's get into your invention there with Clear Shot Archery.
A little bit about me. I've been hunting and fishing my whole life. Love it, but I'm colorblind, and so is my father. And that's what led us into the product that we're making. And then as we were making it, we found out that it works for everybody and everybody's liking it. So we're now trying to go to the market and get it out there for everyone to use.
Right. You know, Red and I came out and actually used it. And while we're not colorblind, it really, really helped us shoot.
Yeah, it focuses your eye right there where that peep sight is, and the colors, you know, help your eye to focus and find your pins real quick.
And, Carl, I don't know, are you at a point where you want to talk about your other invention, or are we still holding that out right now?
You're going to have to wait till the sportsman show.
Okay, all right, we won't get into that then. But and you've had a lot of very experienced shooters use this new archery invention. Tell us a little bit about the success and with the feedback you've had from them.
So far, everything I've heard back from pro shooters to pro hunters to just brand new shooters has been phenomenal. Everybody has liked it. They have to obviously find the right color for themselves. Mm-hmm. Since it is a two-tone peep, it's a little different than everybody else. The biggest thing that I hear is that you know, they're going from a quarter-inch peep, now they can shoot an eighth-inch peep, which obviously means better accuracy, and they don't understand why or how they can do that. And that's the biggest thing, is that it crisps up the sights, makes them more confident. We've had everybody go from, you know, shooting almost double their yardage off of this peep.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, Red really had a real liking for that pink one. that was Red's favorite.
Hey, it's my favorite too.
It actually was. You know, real men can use pink.
That's right.
That's why Scott didn't like it.
No, but it really is a cool invention. And you know, until you are in the situation like you are, I mean, most people that have been colorblind archers, shooters through all this, you know, they just struggle through things. But yet, you really came up with something to help people, and that's awesome.
Yeah, we're trying. We're definitely trying, you know. And we didn't. When I was doing this, when I started 7 years ago, I really didn't think that it would be something that everybody would want, because not everyone's colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
It was just for myself and my dad. You know, after not being able to take that big buck, it really brought both of us down. And there was really no need for us not to be able to shoot, because it was still within shooting hours. It's just, we couldn't see it. We couldn't find our peep. We couldn't take a legitimate shot that we felt comfortable with.
Right. And you know, one thing, when Red and I met you, we met with your family and your kids and all, and I like how you take your young ones out hunting with you.
Oh, they've been going out since they've been one. They get upset if they don't get a go.
Right. And your one little guy there was doing some elk calling for you, right?
Yeah, my four-year-old does most of my elk calling. He calls in elk. He's called in some bear for me. He does everything.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell us about some of the outlets maybe around town now that people can find your product.
We are up in Fort Collins. We're going to be down at Rocky Mountain. We're going to be down south in Colorado Springs here pretty soon. We're working on a couple other guys around here, but obviously with the holidays coming up, we're all focused on the ATA show.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that we have everything lined up and perfect for everybody that's coming in. Right now we're working with a group called the NABA, and we're trying to get all of their 350 members all set up for that show.
Oh, cool.
So we're a little busy.
Yeah, Carl, what are the colors that you're making your peep sight in?
Currently, it's for retailers, it's currently pink with a black housing or gold with a black housing. And coming in January, we've got green and purple coming out.
All right, green and purple. Now, you didn't have those when we were there, but we both shot the gold and the pink, and I'm telling you, it really focuses your eye where you can, you know, see your peep sights good and make those shots at in the later hours of the day.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I was actually out shooting past dark. You can shoot all the way up as long as there's some kind of light. You're just shooting silhouettes now,
right,
which is helpful for people like myself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got, coming January, the field tip that we talked about last time. We got two tips coming out.
Sure.
Okay. Which I believe you guys, I showed you guys one of them, right?
Yes. Yeah, you did. Yes. You did.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that and what it does.
It's going to help with the accuracy, again, of the shooter. This one is actually rifled, so it's taking a little different approach into it to help the arrow start spinning sooner, which will help get the accuracy down. We've been testing it for a little bit, and it's been proven to start the rotation out a little faster, and it's been helping us. We actually had a video up of a brand new shooter hitting a quarter inch hole at 30 yards. He did it 3 or 4 times in a row. It was amazing to watch him do it, but the flight of the arrow just straightens out on it.
Yes, and don't you have some Olympic competitors using your products?
We have a young kid up here in Fort Collins, Loveland, that is a hopeful, and he's been working on the Olympic teams, and he's doing it. We've got Ryan, who is a 7-year Bowtech Pro Staff shooter that uses our products, both our slings and our peep sight, and absolutely loves it, swears by it. Going to nationals and worlds with it, and so is our young man Josh up in Loveland. And then we've got a couple guys in Washington that have been 7-time world pros that have shot it and say it's absolutely phenomenal, and they're looking at putting it in their shops now.
Wow, that's great, Carl. Now, your website is Clear Shot Archery. And Carl's number, if you have any questions for him, you want to talk to him directly, 970-370-7337. That's 970-370-7337. But as you're around your archery shops, look for Clear Shot Archery. If it's not there, go up to the manager or owner and tell them to take care of them. And there's also an email address if you want to send Carl an email, info@clearshotarchery.com, if you have any questions, and Carl can help you. Well, Carl, we're going to do all we can to support you, my friend, and we want to thank you for your support with our show. And we will certainly look forward to our 2014 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide that will be coming out here towards the end of the month. We want to thank you for participating in that. And, again, if you get by the ISC show down there, holler at us.
Absolutely.
All right.
And I look forward to seeing your guys' reaction to our new product line that's coming out.
Yeah. And we'll get you back on when you're ready. We'll get you back on when you're ready to talk about that. So, Carl, thank you, and hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
And Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
All right. That's Carl Johnson, Clear Shot Archery, 970-370-7337. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado right after this break.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of Haystack Help.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Have you heard about Lynn Lyle Chevrolet's 2013 closeout triple play? Right now, you get a guaranteed lowest price, guaranteed highest trade-in value, and the lowest interest rates from over 75 lending institutions. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor, a Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, in studio. We're going to go now to John Civerl. John is an outfitter at Cabela's, and I want to thank John for coming in studio with us this morning. And, John, welcome.
Thank you for letting me on your show, you guys.
Man, it's great to have you, and we're excited to learn ourselves here a little bit. And so, first of all, let's start out with you and your background and how you got into hunting and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. I grew up in Des Moines, Iowa, and my father as a kid belonged to a duck hunting club. And I got to go out as a young kid and sit in the blind and watch the guys duck hunt. And all of a sudden, there wasn't somebody in the blind who could call, so all the guys would sit there and watch the ducks fly over. And I'm going, well, what's going on? Why aren't they coming in? So then somebody would show up with a duck call, and all of a sudden the ducks would arrive nicely, and everybody would get shots. Wow. So I got hooked, and my dad had a wood lathe in the basement, pardon me, and I would start making duck calls on the lathe out of wood and blowing them and competing in duck calling contests around the Midwest. And found that as I would blow and practice, that the wood call would soak up water, and it would change its tone. It'd get very high, and so that would affect my competition calling. So I started turning duck calls out of acrylic on the lathe and using those calls, and of course, being waterproof at the time, they didn't soak up any water, and so I could maintain the tone while I called. And nobody was making acrylic calls or any kind of call like that back in the late 70s. And so when I'd compete, people would say, I got to have one of those. And so I couldn't make them fast enough. And I got to the point where I said, I got to figure out how to make these mass, in mass production. And found a guy that would make a mold for me. And we started cranking out acrylic calls like this and packaging up in a nice bag. And you can see this one here. I know your viewers or listeners can't see it, but it's
ooh, oh,
yeah. Gleaming.
You should see this duck call. Wow, that is cool.
Yeah, so I had a good time with that. Took it to the SHOT Show. Had a lot of people start buying them for their sporting goods shops around the country. And had a lot of competition callers start using them around the country. And really had a good time with it.
Wow, that's awesome. So you were the original Duck Dynasty guy.
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of, but I don't have the beard like those guys. I'd probably have a long beard by now.
No kidding.
But, now, do you have a patent on this?
You know, that's an interesting question, Red. I did try to patent the duck call and found out from the patent attorneys that they call that a Me Too item, that basically anybody can make it. So, like you had mentioned, you know, working at Cabela's and being a waterfowl outfitter, is that you have a whole myriad of duck calls that are out there. And all the calls have the same design, basically. They have the same sounding plane that's inside that insert. Now, a lot of guys, different manufacturers, will jazz them up a little bit. They'll put in double reeds, triple reeds, maybe a little hole on the side that you can put your finger over. But the sounding plane is basically all the same, and it's been that way for years.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this your company that makes this particular?
This was a company I started back in the late 70s, and I had it for a number of years and sold calls both nationally and internationally. And I ended up meeting a gal, and she said, I'm not going to marry you unless you're out of debt. And so,
I'd be single today.
Yes, wouldn't we all?
So, to get out of debt, I sold the company to one of my competitors, who you probably know. His name is Sean Mann.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He's a competition goose caller out in Easton, Maryland. And he needed a duck call to finish out his line. And so we put together a deal, and he bought the company, and he continues to make the highball style duck call to this day. And he does a great job.
You know, in looking around, and again, Cabela's opened two stores here in mid-August, Lone Tree and Thornton area, and two beautiful, beautiful stores. And it is great to be able to walk in and have knowledge with product in a field, you know, and that's one thing that I really, really enjoy, you know, about coming out there to the Red and Iron, the Lone Tree stores, the closest to us. But you see so many different types in so many different price ranges. And I don't know, not to get real technical with the calls or anything, but what makes a call $20 and what makes a call $200?
You know, that's a good question, Scott. I get asked that every time I'm working in the store. And you've got the low-end calls that will run from $19.95, and then you've got the high-end calls that can run anywhere from $150 up to $180. Mm-hmm. Pardon me. And I think, to answer your question, one of the things that makes the calls really expensive is you have a pro caller that's put his name on them. And remember how we were talking about this call. They all basically have the same sounding plane inside. Right. But you tack on that fella's name because he's won so many competitions, and he's probably put his hand on some of those expensive calls and hand-tuned them a little bit with a file. Mm-hmm. and make them just crystal clear. But basically, and this is my opinion, but you could take a $19.50 call and a $160 call and put them in a guy that's practiced and blown for quite a while, and he can both make them sound the same way. Frankly.
Right, right.
So that person that's thinking, gosh, you know, I got to have that Buck Gardner, I've got to have that Tim Grounds call, you know, with that name on it, somebody can blow it the same way.
It's probably like golf equipment a little bit. You can go buy a driver for $50. You can go buy a driver if Tiger Woods endorsed it or Phil Mickelson endorsed it, and it's, you know, $900. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
probably
yeah.
Something like that.
Well, now, John, you just got back from a duck hunt that you went on up north of here in a couple of states. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've got a buddy who's a past editor for Outdoor Life. He lives up in Wyoming, and he's got a special spot that we like to go to up around the Bighorn River and in Montana, just on the Wyoming border. And so we hunt a lot of ducks and geese and pheasants up there.
Mm-hmm. What kind of ducks were you mainly hunting?
Most of the ducks we saw were dabbling ducks, mallards, gadwall, widgeon. We saw a few divers coming through, but didn't get any shots at divers this time. But a lot of mallards, a lot of big mallards were coming in from up north.
And how many days were you hunting up there?
We were hunting up there for a week.
And did you get your limit close to every day? Or?
Actually, we had to work real hard for the birds. We had real warm weather on the get-go, and then in the later part of the week, it got super cold and windy. And so I came back a little frustrated.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always good to be out in the field with the dogs. And I even had a dog decide she wanted to eat a porcupine, so that kind of set us back one more.
Ooh, a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
All right, well, let's take a few minutes before we got to take our break here and give us a sample of some different calls. So you got a whole bunch of them around your neck there, so give us a sample of calls.
One of the things, you have a repertoire in calling. You've got if you see a big wad of ducks way out in the field and they just look like a cloud, you'd give them a highball or a hail call. As you start bringing them in and moving them toward your set, you'd give them something as they come in closer, a greeting call or a lay-down call that might come in. Then you might finish them off with, as they're getting really close, with a feeding call, a few chuckles, maybe a lonesome hen. If they don't like your set and they're starting to move away from you again, you get on them with a hail call or a comeback call.
Back.
And so you're really saying, get back here. You know, you really need to be down here.
Yeah.
And that'll swing them back around. So just to give you an example, a hail call is just a long... And now I might really carry that out really long if you're hunting in the prairies of Nebraska or you're out in South Dakota where you just hold on that note. So as you're really cranking on it, if you are far away, 2 miles away, you're going to pick up those notes quicker so those birds hear that. Well, as they're coming in, then you give them more of a greeting call. So you're coaxing them in, and then let's say they don't like it and they're moving away, and then you really want to get on them. So you're really saying, get back here now,
right.
and that'll swing them around. Now, one of the things that guys do that you have to be aware of, and your listeners need to know this, is if the ducks have their wings cupped and they're turning and they're locked up, stop calling, because that means they're committed.
Right.
They're coming in. Now, if they start flapping again, give them a couple little quacks, a little teasers. And then once they lock their wings, get off the call. Because once they've got their wings set, that means they're committed. They're coming in.
Wow. Sounds like there's a lot of things that you need to know. Of course, practice. But that you also have to know about the ducks to become a really good caller.
And, you know, that's a good thing, Red, because if somebody really wants to get into calling in duck hunting, go out to your local pond that's around here down the city and watch the ducks, see how they move around even in the summer, in the fall, and the spring, and listen to them call and reproduce that call right there in the park. Quack with them.
You know,
just don't take your shotgun.
That's the thing, huh?
Yeah. We got time for a couple. Give us a couple more, and then we got to hit
a
break.
Now, just talking about finishing calls as they come in. Mallards really like to be around pintails. A pintail is, if they're in the vicinity, is more of a confidence bird. They're more wary, so if they hear a pintail, kind of a little, just a little pintail whistle. That'll lock them up, and they'll drop feet and start coming in. Now, another thing to do is, how many times have you been in the blind and you see a lone mallard flying over, and he's kind of doing this?
See, I always think that's Red snoring in the blind. That's a mallard. Okay.
That's the best way to hunt. Just go to sleep and let your partner wake you up when the birds are stooling.
Now, basically what this is a pintail whistle, and I'm growling in it. I'm grunting in it a little bit. And, you know, you can get a pintail whistle at the store for $9. But it's something that you definitely want to have around your neck. So just a little...
You know, it took me a long time of being out hunting ducks before I realized that the drakes don't quack.
Right.
And
that's the hen that's making all the noise.
Well, that's kind of life.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that, honey.
I didn't either.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Our guest is John Sibrel. John's an outfitter with Cabela's. He works at the Lone Tree Store, and one thing we like to do is, you know, really get these guys on. So if you have any questions, you can walk right in the store, ask for them, and after you've heard them on here, you hear their expertise. It makes it a great way to go back in the store and talk to them, and they'll spend some good time with you. So check them out. John's at the Lone Tree Store and up there, and then, of course, there is the Thornton location as well. We come back. We're going to be talking with Yana with GIA Insurance, making sure your firearms are insured properly, and then we'll come back with John and some more calls. So you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you have any questions for John on waterfowl calling, give us a call. But now we're going to go to a good friend of ours, GIA Insurance, which stands for Group Insurance Analysts. They're located in Wheat Ridge. And Paul Lenigro is on our Haystack show here on 560 quite a bit every afternoon from 3 to 5. And Yana Kozlowskis. Hopefully I didn't butcher that too much. Yana, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. And this segment is brought to you by GIA Insurance, and we want to thank them for their support with our show. And, Yana, I wanted you to come on a little bit to talk about and educate us a little bit on insuring all of our boy toys a little bit with guns and ATVs and boats and all that, because I think there's a lot of misconception out there about the having proper insurance. So tell us a little bit about, and we'll just start with firearms. You know, are they covered on a homeowner's policy, and what are some things we need to look at on our policy to make sure we have adequate coverage?
That's an excellent question. It really is based on the company. Some companies will give you coverage maybe of $1,000 automatically, maybe up to $2,500. In fact, one of my carriers has no limitation. It just falls under personal property, and you could have $50,000 or $80,000 worth of guns, and they'll be covered. Now, certain guns, maybe some pistols or such, they might have some limitations against. It's really best to get a hold of your agent or your broker and ask them that question. If you have a really valuable gun, then you're probably going to want to schedule that gun, especially if you don't want to have to come up with a $1,000 deductible or what have you if something happens to that gun.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there, when you fill out everything, I assume you have to list every gun and all the serial numbers and all
that's
of
right.
it.
That's okay. right. Absolutely. And in fact, you're going to want to have either a receipt or you're going to want to have an appraisal on those things. You can't just put it down and say, this is what I think it's worth. They really are going to want some backup for that.
If you have a gun safe, or if you don't have a gun safe, let's say you're storing them on a shelf or in your closet or something like that, does that affect your insurance?
Well, again, that's another question to ask your insurance agent or your broker about, because that also does vary by carrier. Some of the carriers specifically ask, is there a gun safe? Others don't ask that question.
And what would you be looking, would you make that a separate part of your policy for firearms?
Well, it depends. Again, yeah. It depends on the carrier, because one of my carriers, I don't have to list a single thing. As long as somebody has those receipts and has some kind of a record on them, those guns or rifles will be covered automatically. But others are very, very particular. So it's really, you just got to get a hold of your insurance person and find out what the rules are for your particular policy. But it's always a good idea to have a list somewhere and those receipts somewhere safe. So that if something does happen, you'll have some backup for that.
And maybe even photos.
Sure, that would help as well, of course. Photos mm-hmm. always help.
Okay. And this is one thing that, when Paul's on the show, we really push is the Internet's great to shop around for different things. But when it comes to insurance, you want to be able to sit down and talk with someone and make sure that you're getting the right coverage for your needs. And that's one thing with GIA insurance they offer. Again, very conveniently located just in Wheat Ridge. Their number is 303-423-0162, and you can ask for Yana there. But, you want to make sure that everything that you have is covered to what you think it is. And sometimes with just a policy, you may think you have coverage and you really don't. And we run into that a lot, and I'm sure you do too, Yana, where people call in and they go, well, wasn't I covered for that?
Well, sure, absolutely. Yeah. That's why it's real important to go over all the important things that are important to remember on the policy. That person's got to sit down, and that broker or that agent has got to sit down with you and go over everything that you have that might need to be listed specifically or what is covered automatically. That person needs to be educated. It's a good idea to have that chat every couple of years because things change.
Sure. And what about boats now? Is that a separate coverage or is that just on homeowners?
Well, sometimes you can add a boat to a homeowner's policy, and there are other times when you need to have a separate boat policy. And especially when it comes to the liability, that has to do with the horsepower of the engine that you have. So some policies may cover automatically liability-wise for up to 25 horsepower, but you put a couple of 25 horsepowers on there, now you got talking about 50, you injure somebody, boy, you got yourself a problem.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to discuss all of those things with your particular agent.
That's right.
All right. Well, how about now? I have ATVs, and I use my ATV around my little ranchette, for feeding horses and doing things like that. And then sometimes I take my ATV up hunting. What kind of policy do you have to have for that?
That's a good question. If you're only using your ATV for your home and taking care of your property, then that ATV is going to be covered automatically on your homeowner's policy. But as soon as you take it off your policy to play with it, no, you're going to have a separate ATV policy, because if someone gets injured, you're liable, and now it's not going to fall under that homeowner's policy anymore.
Okay, and what if I have, guests that's come out and they're visiting us and say, they have kids, and the kids want to go ride the ATV. And are they covered?
That's a good question. Some ATV policies will automatically cover for guest liability. So if someone gets injured on the back of that ATV, they're going to be covered automatically. But again, some of those companies are going to want you to purchase that as a separate line item. So you're going to want to talk to your agent or your broker about that.
Boy, it really boils down. You got to talk to people. Clarification is so huge, because I think a lot of people think, hey, if I'm out of my property and they're riding around, I'd automatically be covered, and that could not be the case.
Absolutely.
Right. And then what about fishing equipment and things? Is that kind of the same?
That's mostly going to fall under your homeowner's policy. Now, if you've got something some real expensive equipment, then you're just going to want to schedule that, and that could fall under your policy in your home, or it might have to fall under a separate policy if you have a boat. But more than likely, that's going to fall under your home. Again, talk to your broker or your agent to make sure.
Okay.
Yana, is there, back to guns again, is there a difference when you take your gun out, and you put it in your vehicle and you're going hunting somewhere, and then you pull in somewhere and somebody steals your gun out of your truck? Is there a difference between homeowners or your car insurance?
That's an excellent question. A lot of people assume that that's going to fall under their auto policy. It won't. The only thing that's going to fall under your auto policy is something that's attached to your vehicle, your stereo, that sort of thing. Now, anything that you have on your vehicle, whether it's a gun or your CDs or what have you, that's going to fall under personal property on your homeowner's policy.
Well, that's something I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens, like Red and I, we pheasant hunt a lot, and matter of fact, all the hunting we do together, and you hear about accidents a lot that happens. If somebody accidentally shoot somebody, how does all that work into an insurance policy?
That's an excellent question. That's when you really want to make sure you got coverage, right? That's going to fall under liability on your homeowner's policy. And boy, if you injure them pretty badly, you better maybe even have an umbrella on top of that homeowner's policy. And, you know, liability on a homeowner's policy is very reasonable. So take a look at your policy. If you've got $100,000 in liability, goodness gracious, let's up that to at least $300,000 or maybe even $500,000. That might cost you $4, $6, $8 more per year. It's very, very reasonable. But even on top of that, if you're an active hunter, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have an umbrella policy of $1 million. That usually runs under $200 a year to have, and that's going to cover you above and beyond. So if you have a $300,000 policy on your home, you'll have $1.3 million in coverage.
Wow. Okay, Yana, let me ask you about that umbrella policy. Are there some limitations on being able to buy it?
Really, for most people, the biggest limitation would be if they have a really bad driving record, for the most part. But that's other than that, unless they've had some kind of a large claim, a liability claim in the past. But most people haven't. And even with a bad driving record, I can usually find an umbrella policy for someone because I have access to other companies besides the ones that I just work with primarily. It's called surplus lines, and if I have to do that, I can go outside and do that. But it may cost more money. And also, umbrellas cost more money if you've got teenage drivers.
You know, Yana, Paul and I, we talked about it a lot, and you brought it up just a few minutes ago. Some of the coverages that people don't have, it's crazy because, like you say, it may add $6 to $8.
Exactly.
And, I mean, so many times people don't have, you know, rental for a car if they're in an accident. Or automobile accident or something like that. But some of these things, and that's why we're really stressing to you, give Yana a call, 303-423-0162. Their website is e-gia.com. But give her a call. Let her just work through your policy. And you guys will do that kind of free of charge, won't you?
There's absolutely no charge. Doesn't hurt. Take a look.
All right. Now, you know, a lot of times in Colorado. Now, Red and I are from Texas. Now, in Texas, we grew up, if we were able to take a deer or something like that, we strapped it on the hood.
I actually did that. Yeah. I actually did that. The first buck I ever killed.
And rode around town with it. No, but anyway. But if something falls off of a vehicle, like, you know, like a deer or something, or let's say you're even in construction work and a ladder falls off or whatever, and that causes an accident, how does all that wrap into a policy?
That's a good question. Now, that is going to fall under your auto policy, and that's going to fall under the liability portion. This is where people don't have enough coverage in this state. I see this all the time. State minimums are only $25,000 in bodily injury for an individual and $15,000 in property damage. It's not going to get you very far. Take a look at your policy. Make sure you have at the minimum $100,000 for an individual per bodily injury and $50,000 for property damage. And that, again, doesn't cost a whole lot more. Just ask your agent or your broker to give you a quote to increase that coverage.
Right. You know, we have a lot of different people that teach concealed weapon classes on our show, and then for all of those that may have their concealed weapon permit, is that something that we should look at buying an extra policy or, like you say, some kind of umbrella so if we ever unfortunately had to use our weapon with someone that we would have extra insurance?
Absolutely. You really should have an umbrella in place.
I just now thought about that, Red, when we were talking. That would
you
be.
Bet.
I already have an umbrella.
Oh, do you?
Out of my place because of the fact we board horses and we have people coming in and out. And
sure.
I got that $1 million policy.
Good. Right. And that starts at $1 million. It goes up from there. And there's a rule of thumb. It's not hard and fast that if you have, for every $1 million or less that you have in net worth, if you have more, you should have more of an umbrella. So if you got $2 or $3 million in net worth, get yourself a $2 or $3 million umbrella.
Okay.
Well, I wish I had that problem.
I do
right,
too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And one thing with GI insurance, I'm telling you, if the word insurance is on the end of what you need, whether it's, auto, home, whatever, this is your one-stop shop, and it's Group Insurance Analyst, 303-423-0162. Call there, ask for Yana. Their website, again, is e-gia.com. So, Yana, thank you very much, and I'm going to get you on time to time now to help us out and educate us all a little bit with our insurance because we certainly want everybody to have the proper coverage.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me on, Scott.
All right. That's Yana Kislauskas with GIA Insurance. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be back with more great calling from John Sibrel from Cabela's right after this.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
It's closeout time here at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and if you give us a chance, you won't be sorry. We have the guaranteed lowest prices, highest trade-in values, and the quickest and easiest buying experience ever. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLyleChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. We have John Sibrel in studio. John's an outfitter at the Cabela's Lone Tree Store. We do want to thank One Shot Gear for their sponsorship. Stop out there and see them. 4720 South Santa Fe Circle. If you mention the show, they'll give you 10% off of clothing and boots. Very knowledgeable staff with really infield experience. So get my mouth working here now. Stop out there and see them. Ask for Grant or Alex and tell them you heard about them on the show. One real quick thing before we get back to John. Always like to tell you about a new find when we run across, and I was out in Boulder the other day and ran across a store called Gunsport Colorado. And I've lived here since 1993, and the store's been out there since 1976. And how I had not heard about them, I don't know. But if you're out in the Boulder area, stop out there and tell Ross hello. He's the owner. They're located at 1707 14th Street in Boulder, Gunsport, Colorado. Again, a great store. Tons and tons of guns and accessories and about everything you could want in that store. So stop out there and see him and tell Ross you heard about him on the show here. All right, John, let's get back and hear some more calls here. So why don't you just go through some and Tell us what you're doing before you do it, and we'll listen.
Well, here's a scenario that happens in the store quite often. An individual will come in, and they'll say, I need a duck call.
Mm-hmm.
And typically I'll ask them, you know, what do you want to spend? But I'll pull out a call and say, I'd like to hear you to call. Show me how you call. So, Red, I want you to pick up that call.
Okay.
And now you and I both have the same call in our hand.
That's the acrylic highball.
So I want you, now, I want your listeners to know that highball's not sold anymore, but now right. It's Sean Mann, and those can be found at the store. But go ahead and try blowing this call, and let's talk about technique. Good. Okay, so that would be comparable to how a customer would come in the store. And what they're doing is they're blowing with their mouth. And what I want to show you and listeners is that you're blowing an Arkansas-style grunt call, and you need to put a little growl into it. Okay. So the same call that you have in your hand, I'm going to quack it now. So you can't hear it very well, but I'm grunting in the call, and so I compare it to picking up a heavy box. And it's coming from your diaphragm. When you're blowing with your mouth and your cheeks are puffing out. Mm-hmm. So I kind of call it the party favor syndrome. But I'm using the same call that I just blew with, and I'm going to blow it with my mouth. So now if you get the grunt into it. So give it a try.
With the grunt?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, now see the difference it makes?
Yeah.
So once someone comes in and they see that they were blowing with their mouth and now they need to blow with their diaphragm, and a lot of guys who are woodwind instrument players, musical instrument players, they really understand that because they know, or a singer, they have to bring that sound from their diaphragm way down deep. It's not blowing with your mouth.
Am I ready to go to competition now?
You're ready. I think we ought to get you out on the circuit. Now, you had asked a particular sequence of how to do a feeding call.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people ask about that. And with your voice, you want to say the words tuka, tuka, tuka. And then you speed it up, tuka, 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 tuka. So as I do it slowly into the call like this, tuka, 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 then I speed it up. So it would be slow to fast.
Wow. I'm not sure a Texan can say tuka that fast.
Okay, now you give it a try.
Tuka, tuka, tuka.
There you go. Now you're starting to get it.
We could almost do when the Saints go marching into that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So to keep your family happy and your dog sane, make sure to practice in the car or when nobody's home. And the key is practicing. This is a musical instrument.
Sure.
And you really need to practice all the time and get up your air so you can maintain that diaphragm and keep that air up.
Okay. Give us a few more. We got about 2 minutes
now,
left.
You've also got your goose calls. We want to hear those in a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that too. But just again, the highball.
Awesome. I'm telling you what, now we're going to have you go hunting with us. That's what we're going to have to try to get done. Now, you're doing some things with your hands there also with the calls. Just kind of explain a little bit of that.
Yeah, you'll find that cupping your hand around the end of the insert where the sound exits, you can really change not so much the tone, but the direction of the call and the sound coming out from it. And it just gives it a little more life and vitality mm-hmm. to the sound.
Sure. You know, and you told us, you mentioned something a while ago about two to three miles away. I mean, can ducks actually hear you that far away?
If you're really cranking on it, and you've got the wind in your favor, they're downwind from you, they can definitely hear it. But you have to be really leaning on them with that eyeball, with that hail call. And they're very long notes, very long and drawn out.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask, too, about how long do you call at one time, you know, before you take a break?
A lot of times when I'm calling with other pro callers, we'll have everybody in the blind just screaming at them. If they're way out, it's high wind, and they're really bunched up in a big ball, we'll be leaning on them to where we can barely breathe anymore until we start swinging them toward the set, toward our blind. And then once we start getting them in, then we back off and settle it down and make it nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm. So give us some geese, or goose.
Oh, well, you know, the neat thing about the goose call is that if you pick it up and you haven't called before, blowing with your mouth, it sounds again like a party favor. So if you get the grunt into it with your diaphragm, so.
Wow.
Look, there's a duck outside the window. Yeah. Where's my shotgun?
They're tapping on the glass.
Wow. Oh boy, you know this is not only interesting, but it's fun to learn how to do the calls. And when you get out in the blind and you've got, you know, ducks and geese flying around, but they're not coming in, and you really have to know how to call to get the birds to come in.
And you know, Red, you bring up a really good point. When you're out in the blind and you learn how to call, and you start getting a grip on it, and you watch those geese coming in, and you know how they kick over on their side to drop altitude.
Right.
They start doing that wing flip, and they're coming in on you, and you get so excited because you know you controlled them, mm-hmm. and you brought them into your set. And it's just so thrilling to have that sense of accomplishment that you pulled it off.
All right, let me ask you this. If you go to buy a call, and we're really running out of time, but if you go to buy a call, do they have training CDs and stuff that come with them?
You know, there are a lot of training CDs that come with calls, and I'd recommend getting on YouTube. And all these manufacturers have their own videos online, and follow those videos on YouTube. They're free, and they offer a lot of good information that you can copy.
All right, John. Hey, man, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We're going to come out there and do some more checking out with some calls. Thank you for listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We want to thank our guests, Carl Johnson, Clearshot Archery, Yana with GIA Insurance, and John Sibrel with Cabela's. Go see him at the Lone Tree Store today. Want to thank Lynn Lyle Chevrolet again for their sponsorship. Tanner Gun Show Weekend. Go say hi to Bushman's Quiver, High Plains Safe Sales, and go buy some ammo and ammo can. Want to thank you for listening. Stay warm. We'll be back next Saturday with more of Sportsman of Colorado.